What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. What's up, my friends? Welcome to today's episode of the Art of Online Business Podcast. Rick here. And you may have heard this story before, and I am not going to do it justice, but this is sort of how I remember it here. It's the story about cutting off the ends of the ham. So, you know, a couple sits down for, we'll call it Thanksgiving dinner, and there's a ham. They've cooked a ham, and the ham has both sides of the ham cut off. And so, you know, the partner says to their partner, why are the sides of the ham cut off? And they said, I don't know. This is what my mom used to do. And so the partner decides, like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. So the partner decides to call their partner's mom. And the mom says, I don't know. That's how my mom always used to do it. And just that's the way it was. And so, you know, still not satisfied with this answer and even more curious now, the partner's like, all right, I'm going to call grandma now and ask grandma, like, hey, why did you cut the sides of the ham off? And talks to the grandma, and grandma says, well, did that because that was the size of my oven. And we had to cut the ham off. We had to cut the sides of the ham off to fit it in the oven. And isn't that interesting that something like that gets passed down generations without anybody questioning it or getting any context as to why that was happening in the first place? And it's this whole concept of context that I want to talk about today in terms of your team, right? So this is going to help in a couple of different ways. So many people are challenged with, number one, how do I get my team really enrolled in the business, meaning caring more about the business? And number one, nobody on your team is ever going to care as much about your business as you. It's like, this is your baby. This is your business, right? So no one's going to care about it as much as you do. So let's just get that right out there. But if we want to enroll our team more so into, you know, hey, I want them to feel more part of the business. I want them coming up with ideas and thinking more for themselves, coming to the table with ideas. Number one, that's a culture that we need to create in the business, which I'm not going to get into here in this particular episode. But, you know, one of the simplest things that you can do with your team is to give them context. And what I mean by that is when you're assigning something to them, whether it's a task, whether it's a project, whether it's a part of the business, even better, right? We want to get away from just assigning tasks and move more towards, all right, so-and-so on the team, you own this aspect of the business. You're responsible for the results for that part of the business, whether it's lead generation or customer service or, you know, member success or whatever it might be, you're responsible for that. And so when we do that, when we assign things to our team, one of the best things that we can do is to give context as to how what they are doing or what they're being assigned or what they're responsible for fits into the overall goal and vision of the business, right? So think of it this way. How different does it feel to you right now if I say, hey, I want you to go find me 5 podcast guests for the show, all talking about such and such topic? I'm just making this up, right? And you're like, okay, I'll go do this. Like if you're on my team, And if I were to assign that to you, right, you'll go do it. But how different does it feel if I say, all right, let's find five guests that are experts in this whatever topic, because number one, the podcast is our number one marketing channel here in the business, and it gets our biggest focus and it drives the business, okay? So there's context there's to where the podcast fits into the overall goal and vision of the business, but also for this specific, you know, project, if you will, finding these experts in a specific topic, I could say, these are the topics that our accelerator members are most interested in right now. They have lots of questions and I want to bring them, you know, experts. And I first want to have them talk to the accelerators in private sessions or what have you, and then also have them on the podcast to deliver them all to you. And there's context, right? And so notice the difference there in just saying, all right, I want you to go find five people that are experts in such and such topics so we can have them on the podcast. Okay, cool. We'd want to be a little clear about that as far as like, you know, parameters and deadlines and that sort of thing. But listen to how that's different from what I just mentioned as far as this is where it fits in. This is why we're doing this. And now the person that is responsible for that has a completely different picture and context as to where this fit, like, why are we doing this? And where this fits into the overall picture of the business and the importance of it to the business. It's a whole new level of you're enrolling that person on your team in the business when they understand the context. Another way to give context and to really get your team on board is don't be afraid to share numbers with them. Share numbers with your team. Now, maybe you're not sharing revenue numbers or profit or whatever, or you're doing that, right? That's nothing wrong with that either. But share data with them. Share numbers with the team. So again, not only are they more enrolled in the business because you're involving them in this sort of data, but now they can use the numbers as data to make decisions, right? You're giving them context. Again, the numbers are telling a story. We always talk about that, right? They don't mean anything unless the meaning that we give the data. But the data is absolutely telling a story. And so we get to teach our team how to use that data. And so we get to enroll them in problem solving or coming up with new ideas based on the data. It's this shift of adding context and really enrolling your team in the overall bigger picture of the business rather than giving them one-off things to do or, okay, you're responsible for this over here. Well, all right, I love YouTube and love video. I'll own it, but I don't really understand how it fits into everything. That additional level of context into explaining where it fits into things and why it's important, et cetera, is going to enroll them so much more into whatever they're responsible for doing. They're going to feel more a part of things. And also sharing the numbers, sharing the data with them. If you're comfortable sharing, you know, revenue and profit with the team, amazing, because now again they have way more context into what's going on in the overall business. So they're not operating in, you know, the silos of whatever they're responsible for. And then again, it's a culture that you're creating in the business, but allowing them to make decisions and come up with ideas, because depending on, you know, how you hired people as far as for what roles and sort of thing, they might not know that it's okay to bring ideas to you or to question why things are happening. And I'll tell you, some of the best ideas that you get in your business on, you know, say like a marketing thing will come from customer service or, you know, an operations thing or something like that. Because they're seeing what's going on in different departments in your business through the lens of what they're focused on. And again, we often are so close to our own stuff that when you get an outside set of eyes, those are some of the best ideas, right? So customer service, for example, could really benefit customer success. You know what I mean? Like your member success, because they're getting questions and so forth. So they might say, all right, you know what? I'm getting these types of questions a lot. And I think that if we do this inside of whatever, the membership or the course or what have you, this can really improve the experience. Amazing. But you have to set that culture so that they understand that that is, you know, that you want that. It's, you know, it's part of the values of coming up with ideas and sharing your ideas and thinking outside the box. And so a lot of that is made so much easier when you give them context as to why what they're doing is important, where it fits into the overall goal and vision of the business. And also big piece of that too is not being afraid to share the data. So if you have a weekly meeting with your team, for example, share the numbers with your team. Let them know what's going on, right? Like share revenue from the previous week, share podcast downloads or, you know, video views or whatever it might be that you're doing in your business. Share with them so that they understand what's going on and they are, again, more enrolled in the overall business. And you will see a huge shift in your team, in productivity and getting things done, and it's the, you know, from new ideas and so forth. When you do this, I've helped so many people with this simple shift, you know, in, you know, when I'm coaching them, and they're just blown away by like this simple little thing has a huge impact and a big ripple effect throughout the entire business when you give context and are willing to share what's actually happening in the business with your team and enroll them in what's actually happening. So I want you to go do that. You can literally do that today, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Go and do that right now. Start it. Next time you assign something to your team, give them context. Let them know where it fits in, why you're doing it, why it's important, how it fits into the overall business. The next time you have a team meeting, share numbers. You should have a scorecard. Share that scorecard with your team. Even if it's numbers and data that you haven't necessarily been comfortable sharing in the past, don't be afraid to share that stuff. Because again, when they have that sort of insight, they're feeling more part of the business and more enrolled in the business. And thus, it gives them more meaning in the business, increases their level of importance in because they understand what they're doing and how what they're doing affects everything else. All right, my friend, hope this was helpful for you. Simple little tip today, but huge leverage point for you with your team. If you're interested in getting coaching from me, go over to my Accelerator Coaching Program. I coach established course creators or membership creators and online coaches, helping you grow and scale your business while working a whole lot less in your business because so many people are working way too many hours than are necessary. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. And look forward to its application only. Look forward to seeing your application. And thank you, as always, for listening to today's episode. I appreciate it, my friend. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.